Well, I'm very pleased and I'm very fortunate that I had the chance to be in that team who won everything in 3 years and now to be in the movie. But for me, it's just the beginning for another career. So I don't want to stop there and say, okay, well, I did that and I was nominated, but I only played 3 minutes. What I want is maybe some days, have a role like Eddie Redmayne has and be able to show what I'm capable of. So we'll see.
Would you swap that World Cup winner's medal for a Best Actor Oscar?
Why do you want me to swap anything when I can have both? I don't know. I don't know. I like the way that I won the World Cup, and it's a collective sport, and we share the same trophy together. I think I'd rather have the best movie than the best actor.
When most players retire, they become pundits or managers. Why did you choose acting?
Well, I came back to my first passion, which is movies and plays as well. And when I was like 4 years old, I wanted to be an actor. My mother reminded me that. And when I gave up my career, I went to LA to learn the process of acting, because I thought it was something I wanted to do. It's another passion on top of football, and we have a chance to have maybe two different lives, and I wanted to try that, and it works pretty well.
So it was your first passion, not football.
No. I think I went to football a little bit randomly. My father created the little academy in my village in south of France, and I went into football, but I wanted to be an actor, so I wanted to follow courses. But in my small village, there weren't any possibility to do that. And so I went into football because I loved sports and I loved football. And I never wondered, if it was the real or the right decision. But I did that, and I kept, I think, in my mind that one day, I will try to go back to my first passion.
So you retire as a footballer, 2005.
Exactly.
You head to LA. What's the plan?
The plan was just to try first. First, I went to Lee Strasberg Institute, and I said, "Well, I'm 37, so do you think it's possible for me to follow courses?" And the lady said to me, "Well, Frank, it's LA. Everything's possible, and it's America overall, so you can try." And I did. First, I put my kids in it, and then I asked, and they said, "Okay." And I went there, and I worked like four hours a day, for an hour, a year and a half, for 2 years there, and working hard to learn the process.
But you actually played some football for fun with actors at that time.
I did. A French friend of mine, Ian Carrington, called me one day, and he said, "Do you want to play football?" I said, "Well, I played football for my life, and I said, "Well, maybe it would be a good idea." And I went there. I didn't know what it was, and suddenly I saw Vinnie Jones, Jason Statham, Owen Wilson, and so many others. Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. And that was very fun because we had no dressing rooms. We were, just changing, by the dugout, as you call it. And we just played it for fun, and we had lots of fun.
Paris Saint-Germain, what do we need to know about this side?
Well, I guess it's a little bit of a revenge for the Parisians because of last year and the fact that they won 3-1 at the Parc des Princes and lost 2-0 with a Dembaba very strange goal at almost the last minute at Stamford Bridge. So people want to see that maybe they have another chance to beat Chelsea. But I think Chelsea is stronger than last year, and it seems to be that Paris could be a little bit weaker than last year. They don't have the stamina that we expect from some players like they have. But you definitely have to respect that Paris Saint-Germain team because they have quality. They have a fantastic striker with Ibrahimovic. I mean, that guy is a monster. And I think David Luiz would like to show to Mr. Mourinho that he's a real central defender. So he will work hard too.
And how will the game go? The two legs, who do you think will win?
Well, I'm pretty confident that Chelsea can go through. I'm a Chelsea fan now. Well, I got some problems with the Parisian fans because they couldn't understand as a French, I was supporting an English team. And I said, "Well, Chelsea gave me everything. Without Chelsea, I would have won so many titles. I wouldn't have not been on, you know, around the world. It's Chelsea, and I have to give credit and give faith to that, be faithful to that team. And they can play against any French team. I will be for Chelsea. So I really think, on top of it, that Chelsea is better than Paris this year, and they can win.
While the game's happening, you'll be on stage.
Yes, like many times, but I've got my iPhone, and I will check, you know, every time I go out. Every half an hour, I got 5 minutes just out, and I will check that out, you know, to see if Chelsea is doing well.